Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to be exploring a theme that we've been talking a bit about on Search Content Management, which is file sharing applications like Box and Dropbox versus more traditional enterprise content management software from vendors like an EMC or an HP. So consider that 90% of workers now need access, remote access to files, but only 22% of them are aware of a company-sanctioned file sharing system. According to recent data from Sooner and their Mobility in the Workplace study. On the other hand, enterprise content management software is often the application of record at a company, rather than these more lightweight cloud-based systems like a Box. ECM is often touted as having advanced features and being compliant with regulatory requirements rather than something like a Box or a Dropbox. So today I have with me Steve Weissman of Holly Group and also a New England chapter AIM president and Lawrence Hart, a consultant at Word of Pi and a former CIO at AIM. And they're here with me to talk about this market, where enterprises stand with adoption. And we're also going to round up our recent tweet jam from last week on the subject. So first, guys, thanks for joining us on Thursday for the tweet jam. And now I want to ask you, were you surprised by the tenor of discussion among the users on the tweet jam? Lawrence, let's start with you.
Yes and no. People were very passionate on this topic, and so I wasn't surprised by that. I was a little surprised that we only needed one question to get the conversation going for the entire hour. Usually we run out of steam or start going over the same topics. But, you know, there's a lot of confusion out there. They think, are we talking about file sharing? Are we talking about the cloud in general? And so everyone wants to kind of get a handle on it. They all have very strong views about security in the cloud and, you know, we need the power of ECM or nothing, or yes, but people don't use it, and so it has to be file sharing. And so I wasn't, like I said, a surprise, and yet I wasn't. It was a very interesting and engaging tweet jam, and I enjoyed it quite immensely, actually.
Steve, what were your thoughts?
Similar, actually. The comments were coming hot and heavy, which was really great, to the point where I think it may be the only one so far where they were coming so rapid fire. I had a hard time figuring out who was answering what and which I was replying to. But from a content standpoint, I loved it because it really illustrated just how many other issues are embedded within this supposedly seemingly simpler one, you know, ECM versus file sharing. You know, first of all, it's all the vagaries of the cloud and how it's defined and how it's used and all the security issues and everything else. There are aspects and overtones of mobility, you know, usability, that almost instantly we began talking about all these other things. And the original question almost became, you should pardon the pun, a platform on which to pile all these other discussions. I mean, we could have gone probably 3 hours.
Yep.
And hardly scratched the surface. So, yeah, it was fun, and it was meaty, and that's one of the reasons it was fun.
Okay, so if file sharing apps are so much easier to use and more intuitive, why are companies still using ECM software? Let's start with Lawrence.
Sure. I think the reason file sharing is not making greater strides is a lot of organizations have massive investments in ECM, and the purchase process is typically driven by compliance needs or, you know, organizational needs that are sit there focused on the requirements that Box and Dropbox don't provide. And they overlook the simple fact that from a usability standpoint, you know, if people don't use your system, you don't have content to be managed. And so users are quite content with the, hey, I just want to, you know, save, find, and share my content that I get from Box or Dropbox, but organizations want more, and they haven't come to grips with. They have to find a way to offer them.
I'll make trouble and suggest that, well, I was going to try to say it more nicely, but maybe I won't. I'll go as far as to suggest that there are way more people using these services than companies know about, because they are very straightforward to set up and use. And, you know, at the end of the day, for most people who have any kind of need for this, they need to share what they're doing. And if the ECM system is, quote-unquote, too hard, they'll find some other way. So a lot of these surveys, and I know something, Lauren, you and I talked about in our conversation, I guess, a week ago, the stats are all based on what anybody knows about. You know, you talk to the IT department, you talk to the department head. The guys doing the work sitting there at their desk, maybe they have a box account of their own and they're putting stuff up there even though they're not supposed to. So I think that there is great traction, certainly greater traction than anybody's officially reporting or counting.
Right.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, you look at the survey results, it says they don't know of a company-endorsed file sharing thing. It doesn't say they're not using one that's unendorsed. You know,
right.
They're out there and they're using this stuff left and right. And, you know, when we had a lot of the pushback with the ECM stuff, you know, you look at some of the participants in the pre-cam, you know, some work for traditional vendors who sell ECM, so, of course, they're going to have pushback against the file sharing or try to diminish it. And to be honest with you, as consultants, we can make more money to try to implement those old ECM systems because they are that much more complex and, you know, you have all these a lot more requirements to that you can address with these things. And we look at it and say, hey, I can use this, so I can solve all your business problems, as opposed to, you know, I can take this and I can solve this one problem we've been trying to solve for 20 years, and later I can come back and maybe tie this into other things. But, you know, there's less money there. And while most of us have our clients' best interests at knees, you know, deep down we have this desire to support our family.
Right.
Well, you know, just as an analogy, because we've lived through this before, as we have most things, you know, 5, 7, 10 years ago, we talked about SharePoint sprawl because people were setting up SharePoint sites that the IT department had no idea existed, as much as they insisted that they had a handle on it. I think it's very much the same thing. People will find a way. And it's folly to think that won't happen.
This is actually in many ways better for IT than the SharePoint sprawl, because the SharePoint sprawl, you ended up with, in an organization, 20 different SharePoint servers and sites, and merging those was nightmarish at best. Now you'll be on 2 or 3 file sharing services that they might not know about each other, but the SaaS service can sit there and, if you pick one, combine the ones that are on that service, and then you have much less structure and chaos in bringing it over to another one. So it's an easier consolidation, but that's part of an output of the fact that it's simpler from a functional perspective.
Agreed.
So you guys are alluding to my next question, which is, do you see a future where these two classes of applications kind of morph and meld together? We saw some discussion about this on the TweetJam. Lawrence, let's start with you.
Yes. So do you want more detail? I think essentially what we're seeing a lot of the traditional vendors trying to roll this stuff out, the file share and sync services. And I wrote something about it last week. And the reason we don't hear more about it is because it's hard. It's hard to make this stuff scale and be reliable where people aren't losing content and you're not having conflict. You know, there are vendors out there who have released one version only to then release completely new revamped versions. Last week, OpenText released a second cloud service, and this is supposed to be fully ECM in the cloud, and it's supposed to start sometime next year for early release. But they had TempoBox before, which would tie in. And so they have an on-prem solution, and they have a cloud solution. And so they're trying to build this in. I think, you know, the file sharing is going to be table stakes for all content management. And I think it's just a matter of time to where either the existing DFS, people like Box and Dropbox add enough features to become enterprise content management-like. Box is well on its way down that path, while all the other vendors are trying to get in the cloud and get sharing so that, you know, they're already there so they don't lose their existing customer base. And I think we'll see a lot of shakeup in 2015, and I think in 2016 we'll start to really know who the eventual winners will be.
What he said. You know, the functionalities, they're extensions of one another. You know, my mantra is always to go back to what business problem you're trying to solve and for whom. Mm-hmm. They are targeted in terms of their sweet spots at slightly different business problems to solve, if you will. It's not that one's better or worse. They're just different. It's a lot of, again, none of this is really new in terms of trends. If you think about all the functionalities that's baked into the thing that we call ECM now, 15 years ago, they were separate technology stacks, and they came together because they just were extensions of one another. Imaging and document management and, you know, workflow. It just made sense. So this just makes sense. It is inevitable, but not an either-or. Just the cloud plays a big role in this because it's going to make it more straightforward than ever. And I say straightforward because nothing's easy. To start thinking about these things really as components that you just essentially turn on and off depending on what you need.
Okay, so for my final question, let me ask you guys this, and it might foreshadow a future discussion we might have about 2015 trends in content management. Are there certain vendors that have a leg up given their architecture? Are they better positioned to work in the cloud?
So, There are a couple out there. The open source guys are generally better positioned just because they have a more dynamic and nimble development platform. They release more often. And they've been kind of trying to stay on some of the latest technologies. Alfresco offers a hybrid cloud solution, so they actually have a repository in the cloud that syncs to their real repository on-prem. But you know, that's no guarantee. OpenText released this really great-looking thing, and if it's any good, it might actually make a difference in the industry. So when you're looking at them, they're definitely making strides, and they're definitely positioning themselves. But, you know, most of them are, you know, OpenText, they said they completely ground-up Jill for their system. You know, I know Alfresco has had to streamline their stuff down to some of its essential core elements and then build out to make it, to get the cloud scalable. Nuxio, another open source team, which is primarily going back end for as a platform as a service, you know, they've constantly stripped down and focused their development efforts. So, you know, the ones who does what they've done help them? It hinders them because they didn't build it to cloud scale. If you ever tried to take one of these deployments, SharePoint, FileNet, Documentum, you know, OpenText, their on-prem stuff, and try to scale it up after you've done initial implementation, it's a pain. It's horrible. So I can't imagine what it's like. And this is speaking as someone who really knows how some of these systems work on the inside and knows all the tricks, and it was painful and horrible. So I can't imagine what it'd be like to do it on cloud scale and to be constantly, seamlessly bringing this stuff to scale. They have to start from scratch. I mean, they know what doesn't work, and they know the requirements. But, you know, going to the cloud, it's a whole different platform, a whole different world, and they aren't there. And that's not even talking to financial models that are completely skewed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, what he said.
You know, you need to be allowed to go first sometime. This isn't fair.
But I just want to say, I don't know why I'm on this kick. Maybe because of seeing family this week, and so I'm going down memory lane. But, you know, what you're talking about with the major ECM vendors, as Lauren said, essentially, they're very monolithic. They were built a certain way. The world has changed. And now they need to do something. You know, in the earlier incarnations, even not ECM products, but I remember, you know, IBM with some of its database management stuff, the whole notion of, oh, well, we need to serve the SMB market because we need to make it cheaper, and the larger of the smaller firms have the same needs as the big ones, but they don't have the IT resources. How do you do that? How do you offer the same basic product for less money? Well, they started taking things out, which was ridiculous from a marketing perspective, because why would I buy something that you're telling me is a stripped-down version? So it requires a whole different way of thinking for these more monolithic in infrastructure and mindset kinds of companies to suddenly adapt to a changing landscape, especially one that is so potentially free-flowing as the cloud. So I'm not going to get into naming names. I do think that there are probably one or two that will make the transition over time, that they won't be leaders anymore. But there will be plenty that won't, because they can't. And we don't have time to go through all the business side of things, but Lars, that's where you left off. And ultimately, some of them are just aren't going to be able literally to afford to do it. And those pieces will be sold off, and or they'll just go away.
Yeah, and the beauty of what we're seeing is, you were talking about, you know, I have all these powerful systems, and I just strip stuff down to give to SMBs, because it wasn't just they didn't need the functionality, they just couldn't manage the complexity of it. When you're deploying the stuff in the cloud, that goes away. And all these, you know, EFSS guys, you know, they started with the stuff that the SMBs need, the file, the sharing, the finding, it, the basic stuff. And they're adding on. So they're coming from the bottom and even their way up. And, you know, we were talking about why was it simple. We started at the beginning of the podcast. And the reason for that is because they started with the simple and focused on that and got that right. And now they're just saying, okay, how can we add this feature without ruining what we have? Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to do that than it is to say, how do we trim this down? You've got to start at the basic everyday use case of simply editing and working with content and get that right before you worry about all these other complicated things. And that mindset, that's going to hurt the traditional vendors massively in their attempt to move.
So I think you guys have pulled out a couple of threads that maybe we'll continue next time when we talk about, hopefully, 2015 trends. It seems like part of what you're pointing to in 2015, and I'm sure there are many others that we're going to talk about, is simplicity of design versus complexity, moving to greater simplicity in the cloud, and open standards. Is that right?
You know, if I think about the open standards, I think that's on hiatus, really, because, you know, I'm a huge proponent of content management interoperability services, CMIS, the standard for openness for content management, and that's on hiatus right now. You know, everyone's focused more about getting their stuff out to the cloud these days, or trying to simplify or get the adoption. Interoperability and the open standards, if the cloud vendors aren't driving it, it's not reaching a tick. No one's focused on it. I think we're going to have a little bit of shakeup and settling in the industry before we come back and say, oh, wait, integration is important, and we need to make sure it's easy to integrate with multiple systems and not just my perfect API that I developed in my basement. So I think that, you know, I don't think open standards is going to, except for maybe security, is going to matter that much in 2015. Well, it's going to matter, but it's going to be overlooked. And then simplicity, I think that's what we're living through now. I think what we're going to see next year is the fallout of whether, you know, which of the traditional vendors can make the shift. The train's leaving the station. And they're running to catch it right now, and we're going to find out who makes it and who doesn't.
Yeah, Steve? And the two are connected, the simplicity and the open standards. But, I mean, I've been screaming about interoperability even more than integration for a decade and a half. I was taller then, but we won't get into that. I also think there's another dynamic that, by default, because we're talking about cloud services that ride atop the web and all that, a lot of those questions, some of those questions, go away because we're talking about web standards that may or may not be advancing. But some of that fundamental bit is in place, and there are things to work with. I agree, and I think the, I always pronounce it CMIS. Are we supposed to spell it, Lars?
Pursue schools of thought, and we could have a whole podcast about it.
Well, I think it's critically important going forward, or, and if it's not that, something functionally similar. So I think all the cloud stuff is going to have a gravitational effect on that, whether or not something formal happens. But it's all part of the getting stuff to work together mentality that I've always had, and the notion of this is going to get to be more about componentry than rigid infrastructure stacks. And so that will require that and push that. My guess is the shakeout that Lawrence is referring to, I think 2015 is going to be the year we determine who it is that's going to be shaken out, but it will be the year after before that happens.
They'll be in denial for at least 5 years. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah.
They'll be relegated, but between their legacy clients and, you know, their sheer stubbornness, they're going to keep pushing on, as they should, but it won't matter anymore.
Right. Agreed.
As always, thanks for joining and listening to us. And for more information on enterprise content management, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.